And let's get to politics in this country. Tomorrow, Democratic voters will caucus in Washington state, and Bernie Sanders is expected to win. The Vermont senator says he agrees with Arizona Democrats, who said yesterday there should be a federal investigation after Tuesday's primary. Some voters in Arizona waited nearly 5 hours in line at the polls. In Maricopa County, where Phoenix is located, there were just 60 polling stations this year compared to about 200 in the last presidential election. These changes came after a 2013 Supreme Court decision that allowed Arizona and other states to adjust their voting policies without federal approval. Fernanda Santos is the Phoenix bureau chief for the New York Times. She's been covering this story. And Fernanda, it's been several days since this election. People are still talking about it. Why were there so few polling places?
Well, the short answer is the county was trying to save money. In February, when the decision was approved by the Board of Supervisors here, the county elections director was told to be frugal with the elections here. And the only way I suppose she found or they found in the county recorder's office to cut costs this election was to reduce the number of polling sites. And they based that on previous participation in elections. They claimed that turnout was low, so it didn't justify to have as many polling places as they had in 2012, and that they could handle the elections with 60 polling places as they had this time. But clearly, it didn't work out as they thought it would.
Yeah, turnout was not low this time around. I got a text message from a friend in Phoenix who was taking turns waiting in line with a coworker so that they could take turns going back to work. Were polling officials just completely caught off guard?
I think in many ways it was not, and I spoke with election officials who believe that it was not an intentional decision, that their motive was not to suppress the vote. But clearly it caused many problems because, as you mentioned about your friends, people had to go back to work. Some people can take maybe 30 minutes to go vote, maybe their lunch hour, but they may not be able to take 4 hours. And that's what it took for a lot of people to vote. They have commitments picking their kids up in school and other things that, you know, we have to do on a daily basis. So right now, there is a lot of discussion here, a lot of soul searching in many ways to find out how this happened and most importantly, how to prevent that from happening again. We have a statewide election in May that is believed to draw a lot of people because there is an education funding question on the ballot. So they're trying to figure out how they can change things so that we don't have the same sort of chaotic situation that we had on Tuesday.
And a general election, of course, in November. Well, Phoenix Mayor Greg Santin said that some of the biggest problems at the polls were in areas with more diverse populations. He wrote a letter to the Justice Department asking for an investigation. But Fernanda, if you could give us some context here, because Arizona has been under the eye of federal regulators for years before the Supreme Court stepped in.
Right. So Arizona was one of 9 states that was under full authority or full supervision under the Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. And that meant that for the state to enact any kind of changes to its electoral procedures, it had to get approval from the federal government. The Supreme Court, in a very controversial decision in 2013, struck down this section. And so states and counties in other states have been allowed since then to make their changes without any kind of federal oversight. And many people say that what happened here on Tuesday would not have happened had Section 5 still been in place. Mayor Stanton is asking for an investigation. There are others here, primarily from the Democratic side, that blame sort of the longstanding position of many Republicans that people should vote by mail, that we should require IDs at the polls to prevent fraud and so forth. So, you know, it's definitely a crucial situation because many other states will be holding elections and under new rules passed since the striking down of Section 5.
And Fernanda, I think that's an important point. You write in your piece today that the situation is a flashing neon sign pointing to bigger problems across the country. That's New York Times Phoenix Bureau Chief Fernanda Santos joining us on the line from Phoenix. Fernanda, great to hear from you.
Great to hear from you, too. Thanks for having me.